The fate of in-state tuition for Arizonans in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is now up to the Arizona Supreme Court. Oral arguments were Monday morning.
I believe that we will win!
DACA has had some big court victories. Federal judges blocked President Donald Trump from completely ending the program, and the U.S. Supreme Court recently let Arizona's so-called Dreamers keep their driver's licenses. College freshman Perla Martinez wants another win, this time at the Arizona Supreme Court. Martinez says studying computer science would be unaffordable for her without in-state tuition.
And I would probably have to have like a year gap or two in order to save up money in order to pay at least 1 year of tuition.
Inside the Arizona Supreme Court, the justices heard from both sides. Assistant Solicitor General Rusty Crandall spoke against in-state tuition for DACA recipients. Even though they can legally work and drive, Crandall says having DACA does not mean they're lawfully present.
The fact that aliens with deferred action status are lawfully present for only specific purposes confirms that they're not lawfully present for all other purposes.
The state's highest court did not rule on the case. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.